Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Sean Parnell is, of course, decorated combat veteran, New York Times best-selling author, candidate for the U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania, and someone that I know President Trump has a lot of faith in. And he's running on the Republican side, but if he gets a nomination, he has a lot to say about looking on the other side, that three musketeers of radicals that would be senator from Pennsylvania. Let's go to Sean Parnell on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Sean, welcome to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Well, fill in the blanks a little bit. I think listeners know because of the things you've been involved in before a bit, but fill in the blanks, Sean, your past service in the military, the book, and you've run for office before. Give us a little thumbnail sketch.
Yeah, so I was an elementary education major at Clarion University, primarily focused on, you know, getting to class on time, writing papers, trying to figure out how to teach second grade. And then 9/11 happened. And, you know, I was shaken to my core. A few days after 9/11, I went to the recruiter, told him I wanted to join the infantry and not just that, but go to airborne school where the Army could teach me how to jump out of perfectly good airplanes and then go to range school. So I could be on the front lines of the fight. And at that point, that's where I learned the life lesson of be careful what you wish for, because a couple years later, I found myself on the front lines of the war in Afghanistan. We were stationed right on the Afghan-Pakistan border. Our mission was real simple: find Osama bin Laden. 485 days of combat over there, 16 months, 85% casualty rate. Some of my soldiers were wounded twice, some three times. I was wounded. I was medically retired as a captain on my way to major and came back here to Pittsburgh. We're born and raised in Pittsburgh. My family's been here for close to 100 years in Western Pennsylvania, but went to grad school and started a charity. And then just traveled around the country with this charity called the American Warrior Initiative, just giving service dogs to veterans, first responders, and their families. And I wanted to tell the story of my troops as well, because I feel like, by and large, they were forgotten by the American people. And this is back in 2006, where the eyes of the nation were focused on the Iraq War, right, and the surge and the debate over weapons of mass destruction and stuff. And so I wrote Outlaw Platoon, never really expecting it to be anything more than like a Word document on my computer. But that book took off and became a New York Times bestseller, and that gave me an opportunity to give back to my country in a greater way. And of course, all of that changed one day when President Trump came to Western Pennsylvania and gave a speech at the Marcellus Shale Coalition here in Western PA. And I'd never met or talked to the guy in my whole life, but he called me out to sort of run for Congress at this speech. And I wasn't even there. I was down in South Carolina giving a service dog to a veteran. And I walk off stage and I got like 56 missed calls from like journalists, reporters, consultants. And my mom is like bringing my phone off the hook. And I'm thinking there's a death in the family. And I pick it up and I said, "Ma, what is going on?" And she goes, "Sean, are you running for Congress?" And I said, "No, Ma, I'm not.
Trump doesn't tell you. God.
Yeah. And she goes, well, President Trump says you're running for Congress." And I said, "What?" So being a politician was never part of my professional track or running for office, but turned my life upside down, got in the race 2 weeks later and ran. It was just a blessing of a lifetime to even have the opportunity to serve the country again. So here we are doing it again.
Well, and you're taking on such worthy competition on the other side, you know, and we know Jeff Bardos. We like him too, Sean. If you got the nomination, but I think you told the Inquirer, Dan told me, my producer, that Fetterman really troubles you. Now, he's trouble on so many fronts. It's amazing that this guy's in public office, but he is on record that he would go after the filibuster hammer and tong.
Yeah, like so let me ask you this. If you were trying to destroy this country, right, what would you do differently than Joe Biden, right? We've had trillions of dollars added to our national debt and deficit in just the first couple months. We've had 2 or 3 months of lackluster job growth. Inflation is skyrocketing. Our border is flooded, right? I mean, our energy industry, especially here in Western Pennsylvania, has been devastated. We've gone from energy independence to gas lines in 3 months. So what exactly would you do differently? I think John Fetterman just adds fuel to that fire because he has no interest in working with the other side at all. And we talk, I mean, this is a guy that would absolutely, and by the way, you know, like Connor Lamb or any Democrat that would be nominated for this office would be no different. The only difference between John Fetterman and Connor Lamb is that John Fetterman is honest about his public positions. You know, Connor Lamb sort of tries to fly under the radar and hope that the media won't hold him accountable. But what this state desperately needs right now is leadership and a willingness to do what's best on behalf of the people and not what's best for a specific political party.
Exactly. Sean, let me ask you where you are then, right? Substantial numbers of people, let's say significant numbers, bought into, well, Biden's a union guy. He's not going to attack energy. He hasn't attacked shale yet, but give him time. But the pipeline, things of that nature, it's an obvious thing. We're sliding completely away from energy independence. Do they seem to have regret? Because if they do, that will play out in this Senate race to send a message about that.
Yeah, look, I think 2022 is going to be a really great year for us because I have no doubt that there are hundreds of thousands of independents in this state alone that are going to have significant buyer's remorse, so to speak, who thought that they were electing a moderate unifier. And by the way, that's not their fault. Big tech censored negative stories about Joe Biden. They had the Democrat media complex doing nothing but working overtime to attack President Trump and make Joe Biden look like a moderate unifier. And what do you expect to happen? And so I think, you know, so part of our mission, right, as Republicans is not just to bring this party together, but to unify behind things like energy independence, because energy independence is a major pillar of our economy here in Pennsylvania. There are tens of thousands of jobs that are downstream from that primarily affect blue collar workers. So we got to do everything we can to make sure that that Pennsylvania manufacturing is number one. Those blue collar workers are protected and be warriors for the oil and gas industry, because, again, they're a major pillar of our economy and energy independence. It doesn't just have, you know, very important national security implications. But, you know, I feel it at the pump every single time I fill up my car. And when energy prices skyrocket, it disproportionately affects the middle and lower income Americans of Pennsylvania. So we've got to do everything we can to protect them.
Well, Sean, thank you for coming on today, debut. We will continue to try to get you back on. What's the website? Do you have a website? Are you announced at this point?
Yes, we've been in the race for about 30 days, a month. My website's parnellforsenate.com. Go there, check out my platform. If you have any questions, shoot us an email and we will get back to you. But join our movement because it's all about winning Pennsylvania and saving America.
Sean Parnell, thank you very much for your service in the past and currently. And I would pay to see you debate John Fetterman. Well,
I can't wait to do it.
Do you have any sense, though? I got to tell you, you know Fetterman. Look, you're a Western Pennsylvania guy. I don't think you have a day-to-day sense of Valerie Arcouche, though. I really don't. You got to see this. Yeah.
Well, hey, look, I'll debate any one of them anytime, and I'll win those debates. I just will. I'm not afraid of it. So
sounds good.
Let's do it.
Sean Parnell, please come back soon. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Okay. All right. Take care.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.